There's been a 25% increase in absentee voting in Green Bay. City Clerk Doug Dahl says staff are working overtime to keep up.
I initially thought for the first time in my career that I was going to have workers here on a Sunday. But thankfully on Saturday we got enough done that we could give the day off to the staff.
In Madison, the clerk's office added temporary workers and extended hours to help more than 24,000 people vote early by mail or in person. This means additional paperwork, but in Superior, Clerk Terry Kalan says they hope it will shorten election day lines. Last presidential race, she says people waited in line a couple hours during peak times.
Some locations, especially right after work, right after, you know, the dinner hour, there was about a 2-2.5 hour wait.
Ironically, some are waiting nearly as long or longer to cast an absentee ballot. Attempts to beat the rush are creating one. TV footage of thousands of Florida voters has some clerks in Wisconsin wondering how long lines might get before Election Day.
That is a concern. What if everybody did decide to early vote?
This surge in absentee ballots comes with a cost beyond staff and the patients needed to wait in line or work behind the counter. There's postage, about $1 for each ballot sent out and returned. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.